Please, 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 sir, open up. I realize that the hour is late, and I was not expected, but I need you. Oh, thank you, sir. Your arms are a welcome sight. Yes, I realize that Queen Amor is with me, but not upon any crimes of yours. But I'm afraid the story is a bit longer and more convoluted than it ought to be, which is entirely upon my doing. However, I will do my best to be brief. I came to your land seeking passage for safety from my awful husband. I will not speak of his misdeeds, but they are many and all far too much. So, I sought safe passage with my brother, seeking aid. But I cannot find a land that grants women such solace. But when I got here, the queen mentioned that yours did offer such solace to men. And well, when placed in such an exacting situation, I couldn't help but pretend to be one. But then I had to pretend that my brother was truly me. Which meant that when the queen asked for services of my brother, playing my sister, I had to pretend to be my brother, masquerading as myself. Is that all sensible? Ah, good. Then I shall continue. Well, this seemed to go finely enough. I managed to pass my first two tests for your affection, and my brother, under his original name, was becoming rather taken with the queen. But then my husband found my location and demanded me back, which strikes dread into my heart. However, Queen Amor is more forgiving than anyone might realize. Admittedly, my disguise was never good, and naturally, she has known my identity all along, and was merely playing along for my benefit, and perhaps hers, all for which I have been grateful to find, both her trust and her compassion, and to which she has suggested the following solution. You see, my husband was intent on having a wife made pure, and would not take kindly to me lying with another man. Particularly if it would leave me bearing child. If such an event were to occur, he would have to be rid of me. Of course, if it were to be my own doing, he would have me killed. But if it were to appear somehow against my will, then he would likely leave me alone and unharmed. And this is what Queen Amor hopes to tell him. But she is a woman of her word, and insists that we only speak what is technically true. And in truth, Yashal admits that she will enjoy watching. So, sir, I must ask you to take me against my will in front of her, and fill me up with your delicious seed-bearing cum. I realize that such is a large favor, but know that my heart will be yours regardless. In these nights, I've grown to know you, and I've slowly fallen for you, and my mind refuses to ease its obsession any more than that clockwork girl could ease hers. So, the choice is yours. Let you always still be known to me. And if this is your wish, let me be in keeping with your knowing. Oh. Then drag me to your room and throw me on your bed. Yes, I will struggle at first, for we ought to give Queen Amor a show. She must testify honestly, after all. Well then, Come then, sir. I bet you can take... Ah! Mm. Oh, you must be strong. But I am nimble. And, oh, I will fight against you. I will claw at your back. Oh, even if you lift me into your arms, I will struggle. I will try to struggle with all my might. Oh, even as you hold me down. Even as I try to grab the doorframe. But, oh, no, still not enough. Oh, curse your brilliance. Oh, curse my feebleness. But I don't care. I won't let you take me with ease. Oh, but that was quite a throw. I can tell you're eager even if your bed is soft. And oh, those eyes. Those eyes. I think I might fear them for the first time. The permission that you have been given seems so dangerous. Yet there isn't any going back now. However, my spirit is still strong, and my cunt is not so easily won. You shall have to fight for it, to have me as your own. I shall have it no other way, and neither will Queen Amor, who watches so eagerly. So show me who's in control. Rip my clothes from my body. Force me to lie naked before you. Oh, sir, I feel so exposed. Yet, my legs still will not open. You might have to force them. Oh, fuck. And force your cock inside me. Oh, I can feel it stretching for you. Oh, I shouldn't want this. I shouldn't be wet. Oh, not yet. Not so quickly. Oh, but it's just become too much. I should hate that you're the first to have me. I should despise you taking me like this. Oh, but it's all just too much. And you feel too good. Filling me up. Oh. Making me squirm. Forcing every inch of you inside me. And I want to beg you to stop, but I can't. This feeling. This warmth. Oh. It's beyond words. I don't care if the queen watches or not. Oh, it doesn't matter. It doesn't. Her happiness or mine. It doesn't matter. I need it, though. I need it. I need you. Don't hold back, sir. Please don't hold back. Bring me to the brink. Oh, even against my will. Even against my will. Force me. Force me over that edge. Please, I need to feel it. That joy. That ecstasy. I need to know it. I want to be squirming. And writhing as you feel me with your seed. Please, sir, give it to me. Give it to me. Give me your cum. Fill me up. I want to bear your child. Yours and only yours. I want this to be the night of so many first. Please, sir, I know it. I want it. I need it. I know it. Please, please, I want to let the world know it too. Don't take no for an answer. This cunt is yours. Fill me up. Fill me up. Make me come. Make me. Make me. Oh. Thank you, sir. Your come is amazing. And this child shall be yours. If for no other reason than our love. If for no other reason than plot convenience.